Well, fans, good morning and welcome to Paul Brown Stadium here in Cincinnati with Greg Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. Week 9, Broncos on the road to play the Bengals. And as you can see so far, it's a beautiful day this morning. Right now, it started out, it's 39 degrees, supposed to get around 52 by kickoff, I think. And Greg, coming off last week's home win, some home cooking. This week, we're on the road for the first 2 weeks in a row. I think it's kind of the next test, extending this winning streak against a very good AFC North team in their place.
Well, exactly. Coach Fox talked about this week the importance of winning on the road and how much tougher it is on the road than at home, especially in the AFC North, which the coaches and players talked about is one of the most physical divisions in the league, and Cincinnati matches that mold. On defense, they're tied for third in the league in sacks, and they're doing a lot of that with just a four-man rush. On offense, they got talent from A.J. Green at receiver, Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis at running back, Andy Dalton at quarterback. So they know, with the crowd and some talent on the field against them, it's going to be a tough road here today for the Broncos.
Much like last week against the States, Broncos want to get off to a quick start and get everyone sitting in this building maybe to sit down and be quiet for a little bit. Here's Coach Fox on the importance of setting the tone early today against the Bengals.
Well, I think anytime you're on the road, that's critical. You know, you're going against, you know, their whole stadium. So I think our guys understand that. We had a little bit of a rocky start earlier in the year. We've felt, you know, what it's like to win a game on the road now. So hopefully we can feed off of that and understand, you know, you're against a lot of things when you go on the road. And it's a good football team. They've had a bye week to get rest and relaxed and reflect and get better and work on things they maybe have struggled with in the first part of the season. So we expect, you know, tough competition.
That's Coach Fox earlier this week from Dove Valley. Now, Gray, you want to set the tone early. It's going to start with quarterback Peyton Manning, who has been pretty successful against this team throughout his career.
Well, like you mentioned, Chris, Peyton Manning has – there are seven teams he's never lost to in his career, and the Bengals are one of them. He's 7-0 against this team, so he's going to try to lead the charge on offense. And on defense, the guys – Jack Del Rio had nothing but good things to say about Andy Dalton, a talented second-year quarterback. But the fact is, he's thrown an interception in every game he's played so far this season, and the defense wants to capitalize on any potential mistakes.
Wesley Woodyard, he had a pick last week. He may try and get his hands on another ball today here against the Bengals. Here's what he had to say about some of the talent on Cincy's side. Ben Jarvis Green-Ellison, of course, that quarterback already talked about, Andy Dalton.
Yeah, he doesn't fumble. That's one thing, you know. I don't know if he's fumbled this year or not, maybe once, I want to say, but he's still a tough runner, and he's a smart runner. You know, he doesn't make many big decisions that's going to cost those guys. He's a smart runner. He's became a lot smarter this year. You know, he was a good guy coming in last year. This year, he's making more plays. He's becoming a huge threat. So, you know, we got to definitely, you know, try to keep him, you know, somewhat settled and, you know, not let him get, you know, amped up and ready to make plays.
That's Wesley Woodyard this week back at Dove Valley. With Greg Caldwell, I'm Chris Hall. And remember, the last time the Broncos were here, a little more than 3 years ago, Gray, it was this goal line right here that Brandon Stokley traversed before jumping in to give the Broncos the game-winning touchdown. Hopefully the game isn't decided in the final minute. Broncos will take, I think, things being settled a little bit earlier. But that's what happened the last time the Broncos were in this building for a regular season game. Again, for everything you need, pregame, during the game, postgame, DenverBroncos.com will have you covered all day long. Kickoff set in a couple of hours. Thanks again for watching. Enjoy the game.